السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم، صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, also our sisters who listen over receivers, over the past few weeks we have been discussing an incident in the life of Hatim Asam Rahmatullah Alayh and his Shaykh Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Alayh asked Hazrat Hatim, "How long have you been with me?" He said, 30 years. "My association with you is for a period of almost 30 years. So he said, "In the 30 years, what have you learnt?" He said, "I have learnt only 8 lessons in the 30 years. He said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." In other words, just 8 lessons in 30 years. So he asked him, "What are those 8 lessons?" So when he mentioned the first one, the Shaykh said, "Ahsanta. You have done a wonderful thing. You've learnt a wonderful lesson." And just to proceed a little further, therefore I will just touch on the first one. And the first one was this, that he says, "I saw that in this world, whatever a person loves, or whomsoever he loves, he will either leave it and go away, or that thing will leave him and go away. The wife could get divorced. That wealth could be snatched away. Times could change. The person was very wealthy, very rich. And then after that some difficulty came and the person is left penniless. These things happen all the time. Or the person dies and he leaves behind everything and goes away." So he said, "Therefore, I made up my mind that I must do that, or I must undertake those actions and those deeds which will accompany me even to the grave. They will be with me all the time. So I built up my love for good deeds." And I explained this in detail, that good deeds, what they mean. The same wealth, the same health, the same home, the same children, the same businesses, nothing different. But the person will now do everything for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. He will do it according to the Quran and the Sunnah, and it will become a good deed. His smile in the face of his wife will be a good deed. His earning a halal livelihood will be a good deed. Anything that he will do according to the Quran and Sunnah consciously, it will become a good deed. So this is a reality, that we have to leave this world one day and go. And I mentioned last night, it was coincidental, but nothing is coincidental. I was discussing earthquakes in my Monday night majlis, and then we had this a few days later. That why does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cause earthquakes to take place? And we explained in detail the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, from which we deduce that people who will be indulging in drinking, they'll be indulging in watching singing girls, or listening to singing girls and watching dancing girls, or they will be engaged in other kinds of haram entertainment and pleasures. The gist of that hadith is haram entertainment and pleasures. Then suddenly there will be an earthquake, and people will say that one family disappeared, those homes disappeared, that. And in these days we say the whole village disappeared, the whole town disappeared, the whole country sometimes suffers the backlash. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave that as the cause. Or wearing pure silk clothes for men, or breaking off family ties, as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, breaking off completely family ties. Over a little dispute, now they don't talk for life. And many, many other things that he mentioned. That these are the causes. Now, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions these as the causes, then we must truly believe that these are the causes. Otherwise, why should it take place once in 100 years? Why didn't it happen over the 100 years? And this too, it was just a little shake-up. It wasn't much. And I mentioned last night also of the dreams of people recently. So many people have been having this kind of dreams. And especially that dream in which the person saw that the Quran Sharif was on the beachfront. Quran Sharif, Yasin Sharif. And people, Muslims, in Islamic garb also, they coming, they jumping on the Yasin Sharif and going across. And just nearby there are semi-naked girls that are playing volleyball. And Muslims are all glued there. Now what does this mean? Therefore we have to be very conscious of the fact, which I have been repeating, that these days there is no question of waiting to turn 80 years of age and 90 years of age, and first there will be warning signs that we will have white hair on our beards and on our heads. And sometimes people don't even take a lesson from the white hair that grows on the heads and the beards. Even old age is no more a deterrent from sins and from haram. Enjoy the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nobody says that mustn't eat, mustn't drink and make use of the bounties of Allah ta'ala. He created the universe for whom? The disbelievers are enjoying whatever is in the universe because of the believers. The day there will be no believer on earth, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will destroy the whole universe. So if they are enjoying anything, it is because of the believers. But there has to be some kind of restraint from haram. That young person who was quite frank and quite honest, he said that he was watching late night a filthy film, past 12. And then suddenly he found that his bed was rocking and the television slided from the table on which it was placed. He got the shock of his life and in his pajamas he ran out of that flat and that block of flat where he was staying that other night when the slight tremor took place, just a slight tremor. So we don't know when death will strike. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. Aur usme tawsi bhi hai ghair mumkin, aur miyad uski nahi maloom. You have heard this many times. Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, he says, Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa. What a strange kind of visa this visa of life is. When it is cancelled, nahi malum. Nobody knows. And then there's no question of extension also of this visa. Iza jaa ajaluhum la yasta'khiruna sa'atan wa la yastaqdimun. So there's no question of extension also. At present you can bribe and get extension of visas in any country. Nobody can bribe the angel of death and say, give me an extension. Isme tawsi bhi hai ghair mumkin. And the best part is, mi'ad uski nahi malum. When we travel out, we always check our visas, valid for 6 months, valid for 3 months, few days left. We must make sure that we enter the country and we exit before the visas expire. We know what is the duration of the visa, and the duration of the visa of life nobody knows. Suddenly it just comes. So how can a person be engaged in haram activities when he knows or when he does not know when the angel of death will strike? But fortunately this young person says that this was the turning point in his life. That night he made sincere tawbah. That is the end of all my mischievous activities. Reh ke duniya mein bashar ko nahi zeba ghaflat. Maut ka dhyan bhi lazim hai ke har aan rahe. Reh ke duniya mein nahi zeba. Reh ke duniya mein bashar ko nahi zeba ghaflat. Maut ka dhyan bhi lazim hai ke har aan rahe. Jo bhi aaya hai duniya mein. Bashar, ye kehti hai qada, main bhi peeche chali aati hoon, zara dhyan rahe. The person who is a human being, and especially if he is a Muslim, a believer in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Akhirat, in Jannat, Jahannam, on the Day of Judgment, then there is no question of him being negligent, heedless, indifferent. No matter how many hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, no matter how many Quranic verses are recited, but the person is still heedless. No namaz, no roza, no zakat, no hajj. Indulgence in adultery, fornication, drinking, wine, women, drugs. And you can keep on reading the whole Quran Sharif, but it seems to have no effect on the heart anymore. Why? So therefore he says that reh ke duniya mein bashar ko nahi zeba ghaflat, maut ka dhyan bhi lazim hai ki har aan rahe. Fully conscious the person must be of his death. And this I have mentioned many, many times, and I keep on repeating so that we don't have doubts that all the companions of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, sometimes 70 times a day is thinking of death. The companions all thinking of death. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, all the sahabas. But yet it didn't prevent them from ruling over vast territories. Look at the rule of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Even non-Muslim writers and authors agree that if only we can have that rule of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala in our time, it will solve all problems. So they ruled over vast territories. They ran big, big businesses. They did farming. They did everything. But yet they were fully conscious of the fact, maut ka dhyan bhi lazim hai ke har aan rahe, that we don't know when death will come. So therefore they were not negligent, they were not heedless. At present it's like a craze that we are just chasing after fashions, trends. My car must be better than your car, my home must be better than your home, everything must be better than the other person's. But when death will come, then there will be no designer garments. With the kafan the person will have to go. Jis jahan se hamesha ko jana aur kabhi lot kar phir na aana. Jis jahan se hamesha ko jana aur kabhi lot kar phir na aana. Yeh irshade qutb e zamana, aisi duniya se kya dil lagana. The world which we have to leave and go, and no return again. Has anybody returned from the grave? No return also. Then he says, don't give your heart to this world. That is all that we are saying. Don't give your heart to this world. Make use of the ni'mats of this world, but don't give heart to it. The sign that the person has given his heart is that he is negligent with his salat, with his zakat, with the fulfillment of the rights and obligations as a Muslim. He is negligent with all that. Just chasing all the time. Nothing but dunya. Then that is the sign that the person has given his heart. But if the person is earning halal livelihood, is making his salat, is fulfilling the rights of his neighbors, his wives, his children, everybody, then that is not dunya. So that is the first point that he says, I learned, therefore I gave my heart to good deeds, so that when I go into the qabr, my good deeds will accompany me too. Jaisi karni, vaisi bharni, na maane to karke dekh, jannat bhi hai, dozakh bhi hai, na maane to marke dekh. Jaisi karni, vaisi bharni, na maane to karke dekh, jannat bhi hai, dozakh bhi hai, na maane to mar ke dekh. We take it for granted that there's no such thing. It's just fairy tales. Do it and see what you get in return. Those who are indulging in adultery, fornication, drink, wine, women, drugs, ask them what they are getting in return. Jaisi karni, vaisi bharni. Those who have created problems for others, they will face the same problems in their life. Those who have cheated others, they will get cheated in their lives. those who have murdered and killed, they will get somehow the same kind of reaction in their lives. Of course, it's not all the time. We must not say that every person who has been killed and murdered, his father must have murdered somebody. Then that will be like that person who had a parrot, and that parrot used to call customers into the business because it used to speak. So people used to keep coming into the business. The person used to sell oil, attar, perfumes. So one day the parrot accidentally knocked one bottle of expensive perfume. It's an example that Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi gives. So the owner of the business gave the parrot a good hiding on its head and made it bald. So the parrot went silent, no more talking. Customers stopped coming. No matter how much he's trying to make it talk, but it doesn't want to talk. Then some Haji Sahib must have returned with the shaven head after his Hajj. So when he saw the head, the parrot said, "Looks like you also dropped somebody's perfume bottle. Must have given you a good hiding on your head. That's why you also gone bald." So we must not make qiyas. We must not judge everybody like that. But what I'm saying, that generally this is what happens. That whatever we do in our lifetime, we will see the reaction of that. Therefore it says, never express pleasure and joy and happiness upon any person's weakness or shortcoming or sin or destruction or any kind of loss that anyone suffers. Then don't express any kind of joy and happiness. Make dua for that person. If not, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could replace that person's loss, and it's the person who is expressing joy and happiness, he will suffer the same fate. So jaisi karni vaisi barni. And on the other hand, do good deeds for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, not for name and fame and show. Do it sincerely. As I say, that we go on diet for so many reasons. The person who's got sugar problem is going on diet. The person who's got fat problem is going on diet. The person who's got other kinds of problems is going on diet. So we are going on so many different kinds of diets. Why don't we try the diet that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has prescribed? Just for 40 days, stay away from all sins and see what kind of noor and kayfiyat comes into the heart. We diet from so many other things. So why not diet from sins and try it out? Just as a trial. They make a lot of offers, trial offers. Try it out and see. So jaisi karni vaisi varni, na maane to karke dek, jannat bhi hai, dozakh bhi hai, na maane to mar ke dek. Go to the qabar and then see. So he said, this is the first point. The second thing he says, that I saw that every person is looking for respect, for honor. Now some people think that they will get respect if they have to wear good clothes. Some people think they will get respect if they have to live in a big mansion, in a palace. Some people think they will get respect if they have to drive a flashy car, top of the range car. Then they say that's respect now. Some people think they will get respect with their degrees, with their qualifications. Different people are looking for respect in different things. Some think that they will gain respect and honor if they have to get the position in the cabinet or in the parliament. Now once again, we must not misunderstand, there's nothing wrong if the person gets qualifications, degrees, wealth, good car, good home. That is not the issue. But the issue is that if that person thinks that my respect and my honor and my dignity lies in wealth, lies in a flashy car, lies in degrees and qualification, then he's foolish. From the Sharia point of view, from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings and Allah ta'ala's teachings, we learn that that is not what that gives a person respect. Because if a person is a drunkard, if the person is a daharuka, if the person is addicted to drugs and drink and wine and women, but he drives a flashy car, or he wears very beautiful clothes, then does it mean that the moment that car is parked off and the moment he has changed his clothes, then his respect is all gone? Respect doesn't lie in that. So he says, I looked at people around and I saw that everybody wants to be respected, everybody wants to be honored, everybody wants to be welcomed and given royal treatment. And they are searching for it in all these type of things. But when I looked at the Quran Sharif said, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. They esteemed in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala those who have got taqwa in their lives. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give you respect, He will give you honor, He will give you elevation. And when He Himself will give you honor and respect and elevation, when Allah ta'ala Himself will love you because of your actions, because of your taqwa, then Allah ta'ala will inform Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that I love so and so, so you too also love him. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam will inform the angels that I love so and so. Allah ta'ala loves so and so, so you also love him. From the top that love and muhabbat will come down and Allah ta'ala will put it into the hearts and he will then give respect. That will be true respect. All the other respect is just temporary respect. Temporary. A woman wins Miss World title. So now all the photographers and everybody chasing after her. Wherever she goes, all throngs following her. Great respect. Let her meet up with an accident and get third degree burn and see how all of those people run like old mules. Will they chase after her when her face is burnt and her skin is burnt? So what was that love for? For the skin. And take an Allah wala, that if Allah ta'ala will give that person respect, the older he gets, the more people begin to love him. The more people want to give their lives or make his khidmat and serve him. We have seen our old people. Everybody is clamoring, let me, give me an opportunity to press his leg, to massage his head, to give him medication, to push his wheelchair. That is the true love that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts from above. So, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. He says that I saw that people are chasing after worldly things to gain respect and honor and dignity, whereas it really lies in taqwa. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us an understanding of deen. So this little tremor that took place, it should be an eye-opener. Allah ta'ala just saved us. And it can happen anywhere and to anybody. The good, the pious and righteous and everybody will get affected. Because when sins are in abundance, then Allah ta'ala's azab comes. And we know that at present, all the sins that the nations of the past committed, whether it's homosexual relationships, whether it is drinking, whether it is zina, adultery, fornication, watching the filthiest of films which they didn't even watch in those days. They never had such kind of things. Whether people are watching the whole night and people are going mad after watching. They're going mad, insane. Believe me, they're going mad. Go and ask the psychiatrist. Because all the time watching that filth, the mind is getting clouded and it is like an explosion will take any time. It's a time bomb. And then somebody jumps from this floor and somebody goes and takes his life, hanging himself, and somebody shoots himself, and we wonder why all these things are happening. So Allah Ta'ala loves us. Rasul-e Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loves us. They want to give us peace, happiness, contentment, sukoon in this world, and sukoon in the qabr, and sukoon in the akhirat. Now if we don't want it, then who do we blame? May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. May He remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the trials and the tests that the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is facing around the globe. Allah Ta'ala must remove the hardships of mankind and bless them with hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.